Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Happy Festivus.
Hey, happy Festivus, everyone.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
It's a Festivus miracle! A Festivus for the rest of us!
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
I got a lot of problems with you people. One of the great lines in television. It is Festivus. Happy Festivus, everybody, to all the Seinfeld fans out there. Max has been ready for that. I'm with you, Max. Seinfeld's the best. And Festivus is one of the great episodes. Welcome in here to Sports Daily. We have a ton to sort through on a Tuesday here. Two more shows before the Christmas break for us. And we won't have enough time in the day to cram it all in, but we're going to try here. Jacob Albrocht alongside TJ Cleland. Thanks for joining us on KFH. Thanks for being with us on all the video streams we have for you, whether it's 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X. We're glad you're here with us, no matter how it is that you take in the show. We have a lot to get to today. So Wyatt Thompson will join us in this hour. Austin Romaine transfers out. That's a big one for K-State. They're getting some coaching decisions made and some player decisions as well. So we'll get the latest from Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, on that. And maybe talk about the weekend basketball game against South Dakota as well. We also have, obviously, the massive news yesterday from the Kansas City Chiefs. We will discuss in full today, not to worry. We're also going to be joined in the next hour by Senate President Ty Masterson, one of the members of the committee that put this together. So we'll talk to him about how this all came together, how the bipartisan push that was widely mentioned yesterday really, I mean, we beat Missouri. It could just flat out our state government beat their state government in a lot of ways. And so whether you're a fan of the Chiefs coming over or not, it was pretty remarkable to get that done and all the different ways that they get that done. So looking forward to revisiting the timeline with the Senate president here today. And then we've got a huge Darren Peterson development to talk about. Bill Self says some things post-game that has the internet abuzz here this morning and last night. It's all what's on tap for you, by the way, here on Sports Daily, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Everyone in town make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. TJ, good morning. How are you? Recovered from the long trip north to the capital yesterday?
I have learned throughout this sports news Armageddon over the last 3 weeks that you wake up the next day after those big days and you feel like you're hungover and you didn't drink a drop. But like I kept thinking yesterday, I said, man, if I was Jacob's age, I might have died out here in Topeka. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sore from holding the camera up and walking around miles around the Capitol building, and I'm a baby, I know, and people are gonna stop making
digging ditches there.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a long day. It was a crazy day. It was a fun day though, and it was a lot of fun. And the Chiefs are coming to Kansas. I can't believe that we're actually saying that out loud.
The Kansas Chiefs. There it is. And we look. It's been an interesting process to follow along with. It's been, it's kind of been predictable in such an unpredictable story like this. Like it just lined up. And the state of Kansas, I mean, like the accomplishment here is pretty wild, right? But Kansas becomes the smallest state population wise by a pretty good amount to have an NFL
team. I had no idea. That's a crazy stat.
It doesn't change a lot for most people, right? It doesn't change a lot. Still the Kansas City Chiefs, they're right down the road from where they were before. They're building a new stadium. Not that big a deal. But in most places, and the Bears are going through this right now too, which will be really interesting to watch. Like most places aren't dealing with the potential for, the change in state economics, right? Most places, they just move the site. A city might be losing out here. We've seen that. But like to get a state now to reap the benefits of that, I think there's a lot of Missouri. Look, I get it. People don't want to build, these billion-dollar stadiums for these owners. I don't totally disagree with that either, by the way. But Kansas put in a mechanism where hopefully we don't have to either. And it's a sales tax. And that's why it's designed that way. It's pretty wild and a pretty big-time government achievement that took everybody playing along. Right. And there have been moments where that looked like it was going to fracture just a little bit, but everybody played along enough to get this done. It's pretty crazy.
If this had to go to a vote, but it didn't because it was, Starbonds, they don't have to. They don't have to go on the ballot. The only differentiating thing that would make people not want to vote for the Chiefs coming to Kansas is if you were somebody who was too emotionally attached to Arrowhead to see Arrowhead go away, which is the argument that's the only argument that we're seeing that's worth anything, I feel like. But, Kansans should, and then Missourians are going to be upset about the switching state lines, which I'm sure that if they move back to Missouri, I'll be a Kansan and I'll be, moaning about that as well. But I said last night, and I want to dig deeper into this in the show. And if people are like watching, comment on the video stream, because I want to see this. But from what I've seen on social media, obviously that's a sample size of the population. I bet it's 80-20 people that are pissed that they're leaving Arrowhead versus 20 excited they're moving to Kansas.
It's a short term. People are always fussy when bad things happen. You always hear from negative people first. It's going to be 6 years from now. Nah, Chiefs will start winning. People won't care as much. I mean, there are outside of the economic factors, they'll care. But as far as like enjoyment factor for a fan, you're getting a better fan experience. There's zero question about that. I know Arrowhead's awesome. Arrowhead is awesome. But it's, you know, it becomes a problem when you when you're having to battle Mother Nature and you know, old facilities, and that's why we see this all the time. Arrowhead's great. It's one of the historic places, but Arrowhead is not the reason people love the Chiefs, right? This current iteration of the Chiefs, people love because they've won a bunch of games. And it just like, I get it. You're mad. They would have been, people would have been mad, I think, TJ, if they would have gone the other direction in Missouri and put it somewhere on that side and Arrowhead's still coming down. So yeah. I don't think for most people, it doesn't change a thing, right? It doesn't change anything. The voters.
This is the best thing that was said about it yesterday. I'll throw this in here. This was in Clark Hunt's statement he released. I said, of course, it'll be difficult to bid farewell to Arrowhead Stadium in a few years. Like so many of you, Arrowhead reminds me of family memories and unforgettable moments. But the truth is, what makes Chiefs game day so special is you. Seats don't make noise. Concrete doesn't intimidate opponents. And parking lots don't cook barbecue. You do.
That's right.
And that's, it's 100% right. Like that's the argument I've had about every stadium. Every stadium ever I've said that about. Like people talk about Allen Fieldhouse, which is a different argument because it's actually like a museum where basketball is, you know, originated. But like people talk about the atmosphere and like how loud it gets in there. It's like, well, yeah, because there's 10,000 people in there. If you built a new place, it'd be loud in there too. Like it's like buildings don't make noise. Like buildings aren't the atmosphere. The fans are the atmosphere. Like whenever K-State basketball was good, people were saying Bramlage was one of the best atmospheres. It's half full. It's not that good. Like, you know what I mean?
I do. And fans, and to your it's like an emotional your question thing. On how many people think what? Okay, you're seeing that on social media. They literally could have they voted on this, and it was a resounding no to renovate Arrowhead. So they let like don't overthink. Like they had a chance and said no, and so this is now what's going to happen. Like none of this happens if they just vote yes to that stuff. They renovate Arrowhead, everything moves along, no big deal. Right? That was the easiest answer. They didn't want to do that because they don't want to deal with tax implications. So now you don't have to. Like there are a lot of Chiefs fans that win in this. You just got a tax break. Everyone in Jackson County just got a tax break.
If people can swallow their pride in Jackson County, they just their taxes just got cheaper and they get to go watch the Chiefs in a new stadium and not have to pay for it.
It's exactly right. You just got a tax break. So for most of us, it's just like, cool, they're going to play in a new stadium. All right, we'll come back. We'll discuss a lot of that in a little bit. Wyatt Thompson's a Kansas guy. We'll see what he thinks about it and get the latest from the Cats next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Happy Festivus!
Happy Festivus indeed, everybody. We are glad to be with you here. Wyatt Thompson, not here. We'll check in with Wyatt in a little bit, but let's keep talking Chiefs here, TJ, in the meantime. Holiday break. That would be okay. We'll get to the news on K-State in a little bit. So let's just keep going with the Chiefs. So yesterday we go down, or you go up, I should say. And exactly what we kind of anticipated happened. It was a done deal. You know, the Missouri last ditch stuff was interesting and desperate, I guess. If that's the thing here. Like, This is a major political topic nationwide on public funding for these stadiums and whether there's a benefit enough for the taxpayers to foot the bill. And there's a lot of research that says it is indeed not, right? But I think the people doing that stuff are looking at it a little more directly. That's not quite fair. And I do think, like, a lot of the times it's not worth it. I'm not saying that I wish the owners would pay for their own stadiums. However, when it's designed like it's being designed, it does have clear benefit to the state of Kansas, has clear benefit to the community. And Kansas, to its credit, has this mechanism to drive this exact sort of thing into the state that is sales tax-based used. And all it means is the more people use it, that's where the money's coming from, right? It this, in theory, and it doesn't always work out 100%, but in theory, this won't affect your taxes at all unless you're literally up there using the facilities or, you know, in the area, which to me makes a lot of sense. I think the star bond is a really interesting idea. And I think this is obviously the biggest bite. I believe this project will end up being quite a bit more than the Kansas Speedway was, which was also star bond, which I'm pretty sure from what I've heard is well before my time that the Kansas Speedway, we'll ask Ty Masters in this, has been one of the more successful star bonds the state has rolled out. So, look, there's a history of them working. There's a history of them not working. But over time, it's hard to imagine if you throw in a Super Bowl, at least one, that this doesn't generate the money it needs to generate to get
paid for. That was the conversation that we had, you know, leaving the Capitol yesterday, is that when do you think they could get a Super Bowl? And, like, the NFL has shown us they like coming to the new stadiums. Like, SoFi had one that year. So unless something crazy happened, but if everything's done and ready, I think the NFL, I mean, they could have one by 2035. Like, that's the crazy part about this, is that they could have one within the decade.
Don't know about yet? They're soon, but we won't have it. We don't know them out as far as 2031, do we?
I don't think so. No, I think we know the next like 4 years. I'm not sure what comes after that. But yeah, I mean, the only argument that I've seen on that, which is kind of interesting, I'll ask you about, is the, you know, you get the dome so that you can bid for the Super Bowls and everything like that. But so, you know, are the Bears, so did the Raiders, so did this team. Like, as this keeps progressing on and everything like that, and everybody's going to have a dome, like, what does that mean for Kansas City if they're just another team with a dome?
Well, you just got to get one. You know, they've never had any. You hope to get one.
And I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I think that doing it, to even have the chance to do it, you kind of have to. Like,
there was some reporting a while back in this process that the NFL has basically given them like a, you'll get a Super Bowl. You get a new stadium with a dome, you'll get a Super Bowl.
I mean, that was my argument back to that yesterday, is that they got the draft. They have the Elite Eight at the T-Mobile Center every 4 years. Like, they just had the volleyball national championships downtown. Like,
this site will be Final Four. I don't think, like, if they had the draft again, they'll probably have it where they just
I'm just saying Kansas City has historically hosted big sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
And like, they just can't host those because they don't have a place that's big enough for them.
Right.
But like, it's not like you're going, like, the argument is like Green Bay maybe wouldn't get a Super Bowl anyways if they had a dome, because, you know, what's there to do in Green Bay for fans traveling up there? You know, but Kansas City's got the stuff that the other, you know, big sporting events have historically come to Kansas City for.
Kansas City would be a great Super Bowl site, and I'm pretty sure that's been a part of the process for Kansas. We'll ask Ty Masterson that too. Like, have there been any guarantees from the NFL at a Super Bowl on this deal? I think that we should, as far as I know and remember in the reporting over the last 2 years, like, Super Bowl will be coming at some point. You know, Final Fours will take some campaigning by the sports commission.
I mean,
that sort of thing.
Think about like Big 12 championship game. Like, they love being in Kansas City for basketball. Like,
yeah, because it's incredible. And in the same idea for a Super Bowl would exist. You'd have so much commerce into downtown Missouri because you just need people need places to stay, and they want to go stay in cool places. I mean, you're still how far is Legends from downtown Kansas City? I mean,
20 minutes,
right? So that you'd have, there's still a great benefit. And that's the other thing too, for Missouri, like, getting the new facility is also going to benefit Missouri in those ways too. Like, not everybody, if a Super Bowl comes, is going to stay on the Kansas side. It's just not. Now, in this new entertainment district though, and they got to get this right too, the interesting thing about it is there's already stuff up there, but like, to me up there, it kind of feels like a
shopping mall.
In there, an outlet mall. Yeah, there's an outlet mall up there. It's not like,
yeah. I don't know though, because this, what I've kind of seen, the renderings they sent out 2 years ago, by the way, and these renderings that we have, who knows? Like, they don't even know what it's going to look like. But that's just kind of what we're guessing about. But like, they are good. So my understanding of everything that kind of pieces together, it's going to be like probably catty corner from the speedway, across the highway, and across from what currently sits at Legends. And somebody made the point yesterday. It said some Kansas farmer that owns that land next to there is about to have a really good day. Mm-hmm. anyways, they're going to do that. Like, and I think that they'll build their own hotel, restaurants, and everything as a part of this. And then I don't know if that'll get a facelift on the other side as well, if that's what you're talking about. I'm not sure. But they're going to build stuff in as a part of this as well.
Yeah, it's going to need that to be also something that brings people up there, and stadiums are doing this. Like, there's a track record, like, they won't have to look that hard, but you can't, you know, you still have to want people to stay there. So a hotel has to be part of it. We'll see. The big thing is though, the events that come, and the big thing for the state of Kansas is if the Chiefs sell out games or close to it, and they said what they say, 60 to 65,000 people is what they envision. You know, if you sell out games for a few years, you should get it paid back. I don't know.
That's the thing. That's what I said about these star bonds, is the fact, like, it's a risk, and it's a big risk if you're giving out $2 billion worth of star bonds like they're doing. But if there's ever, a good return on investment, it's the NFL. Like, I could see that, you know, the Speedway could have been a gamble. I feel like, you know, the casino that just got built in Park City can be a gamble if people are going to use it. I think that they'll both work. I think that Speedway has worked, but, you know, if there's one thing that we know and has a track record of, that fans will sell out basically every game, it is that. Like, they could have given $3 billion of star bonds and probably still got it paid off.
Yeah, it's the NFL. Like, people show up if the team's not great. Not all the time. You know what they don't show up if the team's not good? When it's 12 degrees outside.
It's true.
And so for the Chiefs, they had to get a roof on this stadium. They had to. And I don't know in my heart of hearts whether they really wanted to leave, but Kansas made it impossible for them to not leave. And that, again, you may not agree with the Starbond to fund the project. That's totally fine. I don't like, that's great. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it'll be a successful Starbond. We'll see. I think the risk is appropriate. I think it's worth the risk. But it was the only way to do it. Like, that it was the only way to get that done. Mm-hmm. And there has long been, from an observer's perspective, dysfunction across the state line. They can't get anything done ever, it doesn't seem like. And, you know, benefit of a small state, like, there's politicking going on here. Like, don't kid yourself. We're about to see a year's worth of political ads, and everybody's going to be taking responsibility for this getting done. You just wait. Like, that's coming right there. It came a little bit yesterday, but for the most part, I have always told people, because I'm an outsider moving in, there are a lot of times where Kansas is real purple, right? I mean, you just like, they're just like, it's a let's get this done because it's the right thing to do.
I agree. I mean, that showed itself yesterday. I mean, just yesterday in the LCC meeting, it was, you know, they did their executive session. They came back and they said, all right, we're going to have a movement on passing the extension of star bonds to the Kansas City Chiefs. Does anyone object? Going second, does anybody on planet Earth object? It's like, nope. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
I want to ask about, you know, is they, when did they know, like, did the Chief, cause the news broke like 2 minutes before the meeting from Kansas City Star. So somebody leaked that out to them. Like, I don't know if they had like an understanding going into this or if it was today.
Well,
like,
yeah, they had balloons and everything set up already.
Yeah. But I guess
they had the flags flying. Everybody knew last week.
But when, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was like six last ditch efforts. Like, when did they know? Like, when did they know it was for sure?
I would say they at least knew last whatever day that was, Thursday. Probably not a lot before that, though.
I would no way. I think it's like yesterday morning. Like,
oh no, they knew. They knew. They had to plan the event yesterday. Like, they knew then. They knew Thursday. We were told to be there.
I mean,
Seren had it Thursday, and it nothing. The only thing that had me was like, what is Missouri doing? And is, because I'd always feared the Chiefs were dragging Kansas along to get a better deal out of Missouri. Like, the second they put up the star bond, it was like, well, Missouri's not going to beat that.
It's the Sorens thing, though, is just kind of like barring somebody screwing up at the top. And then, I mean, the next day you see that's why I'm asking this, is the fact of like, was there a thought about that? Like, did they almost just pull it and go to the, like, that kind of thing? I really would imagine that it was at 8 a.m. yesterday morning that they got the official word, and then we got the email about Kelly's thing. Like, I would have, it had to be something like that. Like,
I mean,
they probably were like, we need to hit a little heads up here.
Maybe. I think it was probably sooner than that. But, you know, this whole thing has gone back and forth that way. And then, look, the Chiefs are doing their due diligence. I get it. But it got weird. Like, this thing, I mean, I remember at the beginning, and because that's, you know, everyone always just asks you, what do you think the chances are? And you're like, well, I don't know, 30% at the very beginning. I mean, we got betting and they don't have that. And the NFL at that point was like all in on that. And so it's like, that's a huge, you know, make no mistake, if you're a betting fan, I believe this 100%. Well, we can ask Masterson this too. I don't know if he'll tell us. But I'm when Clark Hunt first even introduced the idea, we got betting like the equivalent of the next day. And that if there's not the potential attraction and possibility to bring them over, I don't think we're betting in the state of Kansas. That's my opinion. But I think I that know. Was a quick, like, okay, that,
let's it definitely done
because we need to get to, if this is a real thing, we need
that
to have
before that was most, before it even that was before it even was thought about, though, too.
No, like, it wasn't. Clark Hunt said something. He said, we're exploring all our options, including a move away. You know, and it was like that was the moment. I'm telling you, because I instantly called Sean Logging, our old political reporter. And I was like, yo, dude, I think they're about to push. I think we're about to see betting get crammed through because it had been on the fence and back and forth. And so I remember we talked to the newsroom about it. I'm like, just keep an eye out. Like, this is a really interesting thing that was said.
I don't know. I didn't think that there was a chance.
Since then, they've been putting together this thing that, like, you can do this, but Missouri can't. You can do that. And Missouri eventually got there, but it took them 2 years to do it.
There was backdoor planning for all this stuff. But like, we didn't see a possibility that they could, I'll say a possibility they could actually come to Kansas until the vote failed. Like, nobody really talked about that.
That,
like,
that escalated it. For sure.
I don't think that Kansas thought that, I think that they were trying to make it a possibility, but I would imagine Kansas was just like, we're just going to set ourselves up in case there's ever an opportunity, and it may never happen, but just in case is probably what all
you're
that
saying.
Stuff
you don't
for.
Think that happened? Because I think that's exactly what happened.
No, I'm saying that happened. I'm saying that they were doing just in case things, but didn't think they'd actually get the Chiefs. And then I think whenever the vote failed, it's like, oh, guys, we can actually get the Chiefs. Like, let's try.
Yeah,
that's what my thought is.
So,
but I think betting just made them a bunch of money anyway. So,
well, no, I bet, but we they could have. You know, their medical marijuana is not getting passed in this state. Like, there are a lot of things. Like, I'm not sure that was getting crammed through if this wasn't a part of it. It's a side story. Who cares? It was when the vote failed that it was like, okay, I think this is now a real chance. And then the star bond got approved. And at those times, like, it was like, all right, it's 50-50, guys. Like, if Missouri can't, like, come up with something quickly, they're not going to be able to match a star bond. That vote failed, but it failed miserably. Like, there's no chance they're doing anything. And they couldn't, and they just couldn't get it done. It was when that letter got sent by Mark Donovan not that long ago that was like, you know, we'd really like to come, but we're not hearing back what we need to. That's where I was like, well, where did that come from?
Yep.
That's where I kind of thought, well, maybe they're not just dragging Kansas along. Now they're trying to push Kansas closer to the finish line. And so then we get this final stage and everybody came together and it's crazy. But the Chiefs are coming to Kansas. We'll see what happens with the Royals.
How many domes? How many domes have you been to? Been the Jerry World?
In the NFL?
Yeah. You've been Cowboys. The Jerry World?
Cowboys, yeah. I think that's the only one. I haven't been I've been to some baseball domes. But in the NFL. In the NFL, I don't know that I've been to. I've only really been to Arrowhead and Jerry World. Like, I didn't cover. There were a couple of college football games I covered at Cowboy Stadium, and then covering the Chiefs. Like, I haven't. Everything for the Chiefs when I was doing it, they weren't this good yet, TJ. So, like, we went to the Super Bowl, but that was as I had already stepped away from from the grind.
I guess I've been to Jerry World, Cardinals, and Raiders. Have been the domes that I've been to, and that Raider Stadium is pretty cool. But
and they'll have lots of.
I tell people that, like, the one thing that they're going to do in this new dome, and I understand it, and they're talking already about how they're going to architect it to make it loud, which is good. But they need to figure out how to not make it feel like the new Rangers baseball stadium, to where it feels like you're in a Costco. Like, even Jerry World just kind of feels like you're in the Galleria a little bit, you know? Like, it's sometimes it's a little too nice, a little too shiny and clean and everything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But then you look at, like, what Minnesota's got going. You look at Lucas Oil Stadium last night, and, like, those are awesome places. Like, they're fantastic. So
I don't think they'll have trouble with that because, like I said, I think they're going to fill it every single time they're going to have a game there.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're reducing capacity to 65.
I think that's not a bad idea because you want
to, as long as you need to do a little bit of like what KU did. KU reduced capacity and moved everything closer, and it feels louder because of that. It feels huge.
I mean, Arrowhead's at 76, so it's not that much smaller.
It's 11,000 people.
Yeah, it's what would that be, about 15% or so, roughly?
Yeah.
So it's enough, but I don't think it's like you're not going from the horseshoe of Ohio State, where they've got 100,000 people there, down to an NFL-sized stadium. I think 65 is probably about the right number. We've been talking about the big news yesterday. The now Kansas Chiefs are official. It's a thing. Attention turns to the Royals. We will get the latest on all of it from Senate President Ty Masterson, who's going to hop on. We'll try to cram all these questions in as best we can with him. That's coming in the next hour in what I'm sure is a pretty busy last couple of days for them. So we appreciate that time. All right, TJ, Darren Peterson last night. Max has this queued up last night. So KU goes on and gets a big win. They take care of Davidson, no problem. No Darren Peterson, we learned before the game. After the game, Bill Self was asked about Peterson and what's going on. Max has that for us. Max, let's play what Bill Self said about it.
Or what's the status of Darren entering break?
Same as it was yesterday or this morning. I think he's doing well. You know, that they're going to make a decision. You know, that they, you know, they've made a decision, which I don't disagree with it at all, that they want him to be, you know, as close to 100% as possible when he comes back. And he's just not quite there yet, but it's a day-to-day deal. He will be. So I wish he could have played tonight, but fact of the matter, other guys got some run and they did well. So hopefully, you know, we'll give some other guys some opportunities. They'll hopefully make us, you know, deeper as we get into conference play.
Yeah, just to clarify, who'd you mean by they when you said they made the decision about Darren?
Oh, his family.
Okay.
Yeah, his family. You know, the thing about it is, we've talked about this. We're in agreement with the family that he should not play until he feels good. We're in agreement. I'm not inside his head or his body that I can determine if he feels good enough or not. That's up to him, and he wants to be out there. He's just not quite ready.
Okay, there you go. So, look, I think a lot of people have been afraid of kind of what Bill Self was saying there. I don't react to that maybe quite the same way. What do you think when you hear that sound, TJ?
I don't think it's there, but it's the scary, you know, underlayings of things that we've seen in the past, like the Michael Porter Jr. situation and stuff like that. And there's always the, you know, the scare that we all know and they all know and Peterson and his parents all know that he could probably not play another game and still be the number one pick in the draft. And that's the scary part, is that he doesn't need to be out there. Like, at this point, like, it's just kind of he wants to play, but he doesn't need to play. And so I think that that's the scary part about this. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I think that hopefully that means that he'll just take some time off, take Christmas off, and he'll be ready to go by conference play. But that makes me feel like that may not be the case, because that's the most open Bill Self has been about that.
Yeah, I don't think anything has changed. So I don't think like the family is stepping in now and being like, all right, now we have to be careful. So I don't think that part has changed. And I think that he's been trying to play through this for a large portion of this year. So it doesn't worry me too much that, you know, they're trying to figure out what's, I think at the end of the day, everybody is trying to figure out what is going on physically and why does this keep happening?
I just can't. Like, I understand why, but like, I can't believe that it's not touching his draft stock, you know, like in a class.
Because I don't think a guy like him has been closely tracked for so long playing.
It's
so
true.
Much
all the work is done. I know all the work is all the work is done in high school and everything. But I mean, like in this draft class where you have AJ DeBosta, you have Cam Boozer, you have all these, like, it's going to be like a historic draft class, you know, at least of college basketball players. Like it's the most that we'll see in the top 10 in a long time. And like the fact that nobody's just saying like, yeah, like there's a little bit of concern about all that stuff. If it's going to linger, like that was the thing with,
that's why
Jahlil Okafor. That was the thing with these guys. It's like, is that going to linger into an NBA
family
career?
Would like for this to just get under control. Like they've been trying to play through it and that's not working. So,
and that's what Trius talks about, is that, you know, you think back to Kevin McCullough's injury 2 years ago, that like he played through it and didn't look good at all while he played through it. And then it hurt his draft stock and he went undrafted, or he got drafted at the very end of the draft.
And I don't think that's exact. I don't think that's exactly apples to apples because Kevin McCullough was a fringe NBA guy anyway.
It's true, but he would have been he could have been you know, a late first, early second, and then he tanked his draft stock.
Darren Peterson's not going to tank.
He's not
going to. But what could happen is he could get further injured. Like, imagine yourself, and I know this makes everybody so mad. Like, get our NIL money back, and I'm like, guys, like
that is is interesting conversation.
What would you do if you were Darren Peterson? What would you do if you were Darren Peterson's parents?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Like this is a very temporary part of your basketball future, and you're trying to play hurt. I'd be probably like, now hang on a minute. Like, we don't need to play through a soft tissue injury here.
I agree.
Like,
it's back
just
to what
has
you
to
said,
get
though.
Healthy.
Back to what you said though. I mean, it's I'm not in the camp where we need to be, you know, doing this, but if it were to happen, like I think back to the Michael Porter thing, and I keep bringing it up because it's just crazy to think about how they got the number one player and he didn't play a minute of actual basketball and then went to the draft that year. And like, if that was in the NIL era and they paid him $1 million to come there, because they would have paid him at least $1 million to come there back in the day, like, is that just money that's just gone? And it's just bad luck. Like,
do you think Patrick Mahomes should get paid his salary for the rest of the season?
It's different though, because he's under a contract of multi-year. Like, this is the thing where it's like, I don't know. Like,
Do you think Hollywood Brown should have been paid last year?
I mean, I do, but like I'm saying that there is an argument to make about
so does everybody else that's saying get our NIL money back too. Like, nobody says like, oh, Hollywood Brown got hurt in the preseason, he's not playing, like he doesn't need to get paid anymore. Nobody said like, what? No, come on. Like, Peterson's been out there trying to play. Like, he's trying to play.
Yeah,
like, it's not like we haven't seen him. Like, he goes out and he tries and he has to leave the game. That's terrifying if you're his family. And so, like, at the end of the day, and this is why I'm glad he didn't play yesterday, like, they had this opportunity to shut him down for 3 weeks. I've said forever, like, it's time to rework the importance of Darren Peterson playing before Big 12 starts. Who cares? Get him healthy. Like, it doesn't matter if he plays against UConn. It means nothing. Kansas doesn't need those games, right? Those are fun games. We love those games, but they don't need them. They're going to make or break their season in the Big 12. Get him right for the Big 12. And they had this three-week opportunity. The frustrating part for Bill Self, for everybody, for fans is he going to be able to physically go? I don't think this is some he doesn't want to take the risk. Like, he's not healthy yet. And every time he gets out there and tries to play, it flares up on him. I mean, you can see it. He's running down the court. He comes up lame and he's like, I got to come off. What is anybody supposed to do?
I know. It's unfortunate. But like, it's the thing we've been saying all year is that, like, is it going to, you know, is it going to make it worse if he plays? Is it going to, you know, like, I don't know. Like, is it going to make a difference if he sits out? Like, you have to try, but like, is it going to make a difference? He could sit out for 2 months and come back in March and it's still going to be a thing. Like,
and at that point, they'll have a different decision to make, right? Like, can he come back and help him for 20 minutes a game? But in December, if it's not work, like if the plan's not working and you're watching it and you're, you know, and you have Darren Peterson's best interest at heart, which KU fans don't, and that's fine. Like, you have KU's best interest at heart. His family has his best interest at heart. And Bill Self probably has both. He's I would guess he's somewhere around 50-50 at, you know, what do you do for the rest? So, like, it's hard because if you're anyone close to him, it's like, well, yeah, I don't want you hurting my kid because you think you need him so bad. Like, it's not like some players, like, he's here. It's been very clear that he's here for a year. He's trying to help him. And again, he's trying to help him. It would be different if he was just sitting there. He's not doing that. He's practicing. He's trying to play in a lot of these games. I think this was the right opportunity to shut it down and just see what happens. Let him try to ramp it up and practice and see, can he go a full practice? Can he go a full practice at 70%? Can he go a full practice at full speed? And then does that translate? Give it time. Because I don't think anybody knows, the training staff, him, Bill Self, I don't think anybody knows how to fix the problem. And that's the scary part if you're Darren Peterson's family. Like, how do we get these cramps out of here? Like, what can we do? I don't know. I mean, obviously nobody knows or they'd be doing it.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it's scary to think that we've been talking about this since October and it's still the same thing that we're talking about.
Like, well, is it the same thing or was it a hamstring and now it's a quad? I mean, who knows? That
cramping. He was cramping. He was cramping against Fort Hayes in the exhibition and now he's cramping against Davidson.
Well, if you follow along the spoken timeline, he was cramping and then he hurt his hamstring and now he's cramping again.
Yes.
Is it all the same thing? Maybe it's not.
It's probably related.
I would think so. It sure seems like it is. It looks like it is when we see him come up lame. Hopefully he can play. KU looked really good, though, last night and continues to look really good and keep getting better. And I do want to hope that there is this world where all of this has made the rest of the team better. And Peterson can be icing on the cake to what could be a pretty special team if they can get him back, because they're starting to look pretty special without him in the things that they do well, which is play unbelievable defense and gain confidence, some of those players offensively. All right, real quick, TJ, Austin Romaine yesterday leaves K-State. He'll be top 10 player in the portal probably, defensive player for sure.
He's led him in tackles. You know, he's their top linebacker. He missed some time because he was hurt for a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, he is the one that coming into this year, like, if it wasn't Avery or Dylan or Jace, he's the best player. And you can make an argument that he's the best player over some of those guys, too. It's like
I think he's the best player, yeah.
Yeah, he was a legit player on that team. And so it sucks to see him go, but, you know, you have to think that the guy that brought him there, Joe Klannerman's not going to be there anymore, and he could go make $1 million somewhere. So
I would say it's a safe assumption to say K-State has now lost three of their five top players.
Yeah.
And Avery's the most important, and I don't think you probably disagree with this. I don't think Avery's decision is tethered to anyone else's decision. I think Avery's decision is more tethered to Colin Klein.
And Avery is the only Kansan in this, except for Dylan. But Dylan's already
Well, gone. There's that, but there's like Avery's goals are not, I don't think, going to be where can I go make the most NIL money or where Avery's goals are where can I be developed the best, or at least if I'm him, that's what I'm like. I have a chance with my skill set to go be an early round NFL pick, but I have to get better. Like I have to take this final step.
He has to put it on film is the big thing.
That's right. So where is that? And that's where I think K-State, like if Colin Klein's not there, and I've said this here, I think Avery's gone. It's Klein being back there where I'm like, those two have a really good relationship. And we saw
It's starting to get to the point where everybody else has gone and he hasn't. So you start to get the hope that he might stay. But also, I don't know.
My gut says he'll stay. I hope I'm right. Well, I don't even hope I'm right. I hope that Avery becomes the best player he can become. If that's at K-State, that'll be awesome. If it's somewhere else, that's what I want him to do, because I want him to become the best player that he can become. All right, we'll come back. We'll have maybe a little bit more on that. We'll get you through Monday Night Football, and we've got Ty Masterson in the second hour. Stick around.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
There it is. One of Max's favorite days of the year. It's Festivus.
That's what the cold open remixes should be like. Not that Hawaiian crap we play on Wednesdays. I like that, Max. Do some more of that.
That'll be tomorrow. Don't worry. We will have our regular Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. We'll make some football picks tomorrow as well. I'll send out the list. It will not include the next round of the college football playoff. Will it? When do those games start? On New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. That's on next Wednesday.
We'll probably pick next Wednesday, so it'll probably be exclusively NFL this week, and then we'll have time to get those in next week, day of some of them, because we also will be out this Thursday and Friday. We'll be out next Thursday and Friday. That's probably how that'll work. But we'll make some picks either way. We'll have some fun tomorrow with it on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Thanks for being here with us today. Coming up in just a little bit, we will have Senate President Ty Masterson. We'll get the very latest, maybe the inside scoop on how everything came together for the Kansas City Chiefs to come to the state of Kansas beginning in 2031. Yesterday's big news. Your comments, welcome on that. You can call us at 869-1240. You can leave those comments to us on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected as well. If you are, you can reach out to TJ O'Ride directly there via email, on X, however it is you want to get in touch with us, you can. And thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app as well. So we'll have that. We'll recap Monday Night Football here, and we will look ahead to what's next with the Chiefs, the Royals, all of those things here on Sports Day. It's all What's on Tap, by the way, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah, a cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. TJ on a long road trip to Topeka yesterday. Myself, I decided to go partake with a little Monday Night Football and have a couple of beers. So the coffee's good this morning. It's good this morning. It's a good Monday Night Football game, by the way. Entertaining. Phillip Rivers holds his own again, has a critical late mistake that cost him, but the Colts put up 27 points in that game. Rivers, 277 yards, couple of touchdowns, a pick. Brock Purdy looked like Joe Montana out there. The Colts continue to fall apart, put up 48 points. Don't look now, but the 49ers have quietly been, TJ, housing everybody lately. Since their loss to the Rams, they have a 19-point win over Arizona, an 11-point win over Carolina, an 18-point win over Cleveland, a touchdown win, a 13-point win over Tennessee, and now a 21-point win last night on the road against the Colts. They finish with the Bears and the Seahawks, so we'll learn a little bit more about them. But how much should we be considering San Francisco as a Super Bowl favorite here? Because to me, the NFC looks stronger, and they look pretty dang good right now.
Yeah, they do. It's a, the NFC's a weird place right now, I feel like, between all the teams. Do we know who's going to be the one seed yet? Nobody's secured that, have they?
No, we
haven't
don't.
Even secured that division, have they?
No, because the Rams and the Seahawks are in it. They're not going to win their division, I don't think. And they're going to end up as probably a five seed. You have Seattle right now is the division leader. The Rams and the Niners are both 11-4. I think they split. San Francisco, they just had a ton of injuries early in the year. Well, now they're starting to get healthy a little bit. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Kyle Shanahan kind of does this, right? He's been to two Super Bowls. Chiefs beat him both times. But this is an experienced team. Like, they're a team where probably – I think it's safe to say we're overlooking them, but man, they've lost Bosa. They've lost Fred Warner. They've lost so many guys. You want to talk about injuries. If you're trying to, you know, make an excuse for the Chiefs, the Niners have lost. They've been without their quarterback for a lot of this year, and here they are. And they're starting to look offensively. I don't know if they'll have enough defense to win a Super Bowl, but we've at least, they're a team to pay attention to.
Yeah. They are. The NFC could be literally any of the seven that are getting in.
Except,
I mean, do you
Carolina.
Think that, are they going to get in?
Carolina right now has the lead over Tampa. They beat Tampa Sunday. They were both 7-7. So Carolina looks like they're the division leader right now.
Man. Yeah.
But okay, Carolina's not going outside of Carolina. Yes. Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Rams, Green Bay all could win a Super Bowl. And in fact, of those, TJ, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Rams, Green Bay. Okay, those are your teams. Max, close your ears. How many AFC teams would you take over all of them as a collective right now? You'd take Buffalo, just because history says, right? Are you taking New England?
I would.
Really? I don't know if I would. New England's awesome. I love Drake May. They've played one of the historically softest schedules
we've ever seen. I agree, but they've beaten the good teams, and they got to beat the good teams too, though.
How many good teams have they beaten this year?
I don't know. They beat Buffalo. That's the one I remember.
They beat Buffalo.
I guess.
They did. They smoked Carolina, if you consider Carolina a good team. If we consider the Buccaneers a good team, the Buccaneers are under 500. Okay. Here's their other wins. And Baltimore, who's also, I believe, or Baltimore's under 500 too, right? You have wins over Miami, Carolina and Buffalo, we mentioned. New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, the Bucks, the Jets, the Bengals, Burrowless, the Giants, and they're going to play the Jets and the Dolphins to close the year. It is, they got to win the games that you play. You have to. But I think, I was worried about that with Indianapolis. Denver's got a little of that in them. Like the softer schedules for these teams that have made these leaps in the AFC, it's because there's some really bad teams in the AFC this year. And so you've had a chance to beat up on them. And then, you know, a lot of them have, you know, the schedules have crossed over with New Orleans and some of these teams. So we'll see. Like, they're going to get an opportunity to go do it. To me, it feels a little bit on paper like some of these NFC teams, like the Eagles, the Niners, the Rams. Like, those seem like better teams than what the AFC's rolling out there, to me.
Yeah. It's a weird year because, I mean, in my brain, typically, I feel like the AFC always has the powerhouses.
They have lately, yes, yeah. At 100%.
It's been top-heavy in the AFC, but even I feel like that the AFC schedule is harder to play than the NFC schedule. This year, that's not the case for the reasons that you just pointed out there. So, I mean, like, you think about the NFC West. We've been talking about the NFC West since week one, and we're still doing this, trying to figure out who's going to win this thing because there's three teams that are absolutely loaded at the top.
Loaded, it has just been a wild year in the NFL. But good to see Rivers out there. Rivers look good, man. He doesn't look good throwing the ball necessarily.
Maybe the Chiefs need a veteran next year.
Yeah,
45-year-old
Philip Rivers. That's not going to happen. That'd be fun, but that's not going to happen. This feels like a one-off for Rivers. This feels like you're sitting around with your kids, trying to tell them how, you know, the good old days and you still got it. And the kids are like, okay, dad, whatever. And then you just get this random chance to do it. Like, you know what? Let's do it. My teenager over there running his mouth. Like, we're going to go do this right now.
I hope. And it was a high school football coach. It's hilarious. Yeah. That probably happened.
It's like, players, okay, like, all right, yeah. Coach. Like, yeah, yeah,
you're washed, bro.
Like, over them mountains over there, huh?
I hope that was a conversation that was had like the day before practice and then making fun of him. And then the Colts called and he's like, you know what? I will.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to shut their mouths right now. And he's just like, there's like a team text thread or something. And he goes for 277 and a couple scores last night. And he's just stuck it.
Like, you like that?
Yeah. You like that? Yeah. Oh man, I hope so too. He's still the same old Philip Rivers too. There were a couple times last night where the tackle jumped off and he threw the ball. It looked like he was about to punch him. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, man, I know Chiefs fans don't love Philip Rivers. I love Philip Rivers. The trash talk, the getting in people's faces, like his energy for life and football is awesome. Is so good. And I'm so happy that this has happened. It's been fun. It'll keep him out of the Hall of Fame for a while. But that's okay. That's all right. Gets it, as everybody's pointed out, it gets him a little more health insurance for all those kids he's got.
True. So gets to restart that insurance. You get like 20 years after you're done or something like that.
Five. I think he'll at least reset it to another five, just like his Hall of Fame. He has to wait though now on the Hall of Fame. If he could have timed it out a little bit better, he could have been an active Hall of Famer playing. I think just waited one more year, that would have been awesome.
He was first ballot, yeah.
But look, he's not the reason the Colts lost that game last night. No. Not even close. He wasn't had a last pretty good either. Game.
Yeah, he wasn't last week either.
No, they're falling apart. A lot of injuries for them too. It's a battle of attrition in the NFL. All right, when we come back, should have Ty Masterson, the Senate president. And be ready to roll here on Sports Daily with all the latest on the Chiefs coming to Kansas. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, happy Festivus, everyone.
All right, welcome back into Sports Daily. We are joined now by Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson. One day later now is the big announcement of the Kansas City Chiefs is made. Senator, that's got a pretty nice ring to it.
It does have a nice ring to it. You know, we were debating the bill last year. It was funny. You make the comment on the name. Had one of my colleagues from the other side come on and go, we need to change the name. Of course, she was having trouble with Chiefs, right, with the whole Native American. I said, well, we can take city out of it.
Yeah.
But that's all just a joke. Actually, this is great for Chiefs Kingdom everywhere. That's what I mean, this is – yeah. Actually – Clark Hunt gave some pretty, touching remarks about his father inside about how, what would he have done? Everybody knows how sentimental, you know, cause he had had Arrowhead and all that. And what would he think? And he said, my dad was all about the fan experience and the future. And he'd be thrilled to death to have this opportunity. Right. Cause as great as that experience is with having a clean slate, traffic flow, tailgating, you know, just the, your seat, your view, it can be so much even better. So it touched me, man, when he was talking about his dad. So that gave me a lot of comfort in where we're headed.
Yeah, one thing that, you know, we were kind of, you know, have been following this for 2 years, basically, since all this stuff started. It finally comes to an end on the Chiefs side and everything like that. But even still, you know, Missouri had the last ditch efforts, everything like that. You know, what was the timeline like for you guys? Obviously, there was the 1 p.m. meeting. I imagine there was something that, you know, there was an understanding, I would imagine, with all the things that were set up afterwards. What was the timeline like for you guys to get this done in the final hours?
I hate to say it, but that thing was touch and go, on and off. Never knew how to answer the full question. I mean, give you a little context, we didn't actually pull the signature until that morning, right? That the deal is done. I mean, it is, because there's just, it's so complex. There's so many moving parts, right? It was, of course, some of that was why we, you know, had the deadlines we have, right? To make sure everybody keeps moving forward. Because when you do what I do, right, you find out if you don't have a deadline, man, people will wallow in it forever. So you have to get it. But it's been quite the adventure.
So you're talking yesterday morning is when you had the signature.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right. So
that's pretty intense. I look at this and, you know, I moved into the state of Kansas. I've been here for a little more than a decade, and it has been remarkable to me when push comes to shove, how purple this state can get. And this to me has felt like that almost all the way through. Like we looked over at Missouri not being able to do that, and it cost them the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. How far back does this go? Like, do you go back? Like, to me, like when I saw betting, I was like, that got moved through. Like, are the Chiefs really a possibility? Because at that time, that was a big deal for the NFL. But it took some bipartisan stuff here. It feels like going way back.
It does go way back. I mean, the dream of it kind of it goes clear back to what I'd say the prior speaker, right? My current speaker, Dan Hawkins, which has been helpful. Prior speaker, Ron Reichman Jr. I would actually credit him with some of the, he's from Johnson County, has some of those relationships of at least seeding the dream. Because when he first brought it to me, I thought, man, that seems like, I'd love it, but, you know, is that even a possibility? But I'm also a dreamer and a Chiefs fan. So I was like, let's take the steps we need to take to make that, to leave it possible, right? So then, and the closer we got, the further we got, no, this is possible. And we're going to, you know, and to be able to pull that off without having to raise a single tax, right? There's no Kansas taxpayer that's going to pay a penny more in tax. I mean, there's all the controversy, particularly on my side, right? As a conservative Christian guy, right? I'm trying to keep my tax as low as I can get them. We don't have to raise a tax, and we're pulling this off. And so it's a bit of a miracle.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, you know, over these last few months, especially in the final months of this thing, and they got there, and a lot of them got answered yesterday between, you know, Governor Kelly or Clark Hunt and all the people that spoke in Topeka at the Capitol. The big question that hadn't gotten answered yet is about, you know, the people that share the parking lot with the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals. I'll ask you about that. The deadline was a deadline for both of them, if I'm not mistaken, the arbitrary deadline of the new year. Is that deadline still in place? Where do they currently stand?
Yeah, I wish I had a simple answer for you. That's complicated. So I really didn't want to talk about it now, because it's complex. It's more complex than it looks on the surface. So, I'll just leave it at that.
I think that's what we need. I think most people want to know, in 8 days, is that off the table? But we'll find out in 8 days, it sounds like. Senate President Ty Masterson joining us here. We appreciate a few minutes to walk back through yesterday. So on the star bond, walk us through that. So we know that it's a sales tax. How often are these working? It feels like with a potential Super Bowl, and that's another question too, how certain are we that we can get a Super Bowl? Like on the confidence meter versus other star bonds that this one will pay out, how risky do you feel like that is?
It's not risky to the Kansas taxpayers at all, because that's the beauty of how that mechanism works. I mean, they're bonds, right? You got bond holders, and we've had star bonds clear back. I mean, the Kansas Speedway was the original star bonds project, and it's been, I mean, it has, and even the star bond, I would call the worst star bonds projects that ever happened, they didn't leave the Kansas people liable, right? They redo the bonds on it. So I'm not worried about risk at all. The district is pretty large. When they drew it out, it's bigger than I thought it should be myself, but it's kind of an up or down thing. And I actually anticipate it paying off early. And on that, what people might say, you're not raising a sales tax. You're not even you're not even taking sales tax that currently is in existence. The way they work is it's all built on the growth, right?
The new
there's,
stuff
in right? that district, yeah. there's X amount of sales tax collected. And so collections over and above that is what can go to pay the bonds off. And so that for the end user, the sports fan, or even the non-sports fan, you know, somebody that this isn't going to affect their life at all, is going to the grocery store or wherever, and they're not paying anything more. I mean, they're, you know, the rate is what it is. It's all just on the back office, how much was growth and how much gets to pay the bond. But I feel really good. Matter of fact, I think why that the size of that district, I anticipated to pay off early.
It's something else with this as well that you know, I'm kind of curious about. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Jackson County, currently with Arrowhead, I believe that the county owns the stadium is the way that they described it. You know, with the Star Bonds, how does that fit in? Who will own the stadium? Will it be a state thing or will it be a team thing?
Well, the state taxpayer is not going to own it. We're not doing that. That was something. There were two things that were key for me just as a conservative person is that we won't raise a single tax or divert existing tax, and we won't. And we won't put the Kansas taxpayers in any kind of liable position for a big facility that, you know, even if it's 50, 60 years from now, like what you're seeing in Missouri, right? That's 1963 to now. They're going to have to deal with it. We're not doing that. The way the term sheet works, it would have to be some type of a county could own it, some entity other than we could have a sports authority or something like that. Like good examples, like our Turnpike Authority, right? That is a, It's not the state of Kansas. Kansas taxpayers mm-hmm. are not liable for that road. You know, the tolls and the fees on it pay for it. And that's I guess you could probably call it quasi government because it's running infrastructure. But that would probably be the closest analogy I could give you to how that would work.
Logistically and from a government perspective, a couple more from me. Does Kansas just naturally take on the state income tax of a full roster of NFL players would be a big one for me. Is that,
yeah,
that,
no, it happens. See, that, yeah, that was, that's a great question, Jacob. They haven't been talking about that. There's probably, well, the estimates are between $30 to $50 million in income tax.
Right.
Just off the team. Cause you also have, by the way that works is for states that have that your every game that's played there, even the income earned by the opposing team for that game, is income taxable. So that's the offset where people are missing it. So they say, well, some of that sales tax would have grown anyway. And that's true, right? But you wouldn't have had the stadium or the headquarters or training facility or the $1 billion in retail and stuff that, you know, ancillary development around it that's part of the deal. So you wouldn't have had that growth. You would have had some natural growth. Yeah. But it's being offset by all that new income tax coming in. And it's a net positive to the state of Kansas. It's not a panacea. I mean, people are going, oh, this is going to solve. No, it's not. I mean, that's not what this is about, right? But it's a good thing.
And then the other thing for jobs, I know, like I understand like the architecture and all of those kinds of things. That might be specialty, but how many of these high-level jobs, construction workers, state of Kansas, I'm certain that you guys are trying to make sure about that. Mm-hmm. But how far up can that go to keep everything in the state of Kansas?
Well, I mean, obviously our interest would be to have as Kansas is anything that we can do and do as well as anybody else we want to do.
Yeah.
Right? But you are talking estimated 20,000 construction jobs, 4,000 permanent jobs between the stadium, the headquarters, the mixed use development, all that stuff. I mean, it's a big positive.
All right. Senator, we really appreciate it. Ty Masterson. We know you're a K-State guy, I believe. Correct. You're waiting on bated breath on an Avery Johnson decision with the rest of us. You excited about Klein? I'm sure you are.
I am. I think that's about best case scenario for us.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. The Kansas City Chiefs, it's a done deal. We can cross that one off the list and look forward to 6 years from now. We appreciate a few minutes. I know it's been busy up there in Topeka. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Daily.
Appreciate you both. Have a good week.
President Ty Masterson there with us here on Sports Daily. Some of the insight into how that they didn't get the signature until yesterday morning.
That's what I'm saying. It's been I believe it with everything, all the last ditch, everything going on. I said that email from Governor Kelly may have been we got the signature.
DJ, I love the term butt pucker in time. That's butt pucker in time. Like, how do you get to that? Like, you're like, sign the paper, sign it. Let's get this thing signed.
The fact that reporters were in the meeting room yesterday saying, like, are they here? Like, I think that the Chiefs are here. Like,
where are they?
I don't know. Like, we're literally, if you could have seen it, there was reporters walking around with their cameras just like, are they going to come down these stairs? Are they going to come down these stairs? Like, is Clark Hunt in the building? Like, we don't know. He was.
Oh, man. What a stressful, goodness gracious, what a stressful time for everybody. I'm glad that's done. I mean, the end result, I think, on a personal level, we both agree with, like, as a good, positive thing. The stress of it, though, like, to be involved in that, my goodness. I mean, you're talking about a decision with 60 years of impact and, like, not subtle impact either. Not stuff that, you know, is hard to try. Like, there is very trackable success, you know, tied to this. It's a really interesting thing. I don't, you know, and again, it's this Starbond part of it that to me mitigates the risk. At least that's what it sounds like. And that's why I wanted to ask a couple of procedural questions there, because most of the time, like what you saw in Missouri, there's not an appetite for any kind of tax raising. And in some of these states where this is happening, you're getting raised taxes, but I don't, like, that shouldn't happen here. Like, it's the risk goes to other places. And that income tax thing's a big deal too. Like, that's low hanging fruit. And I'm glad to hear that it is as low hanging as it seems it would be. Yeah. All that income earned by the players stays here. Now, it wasn't before. It was, it was across the state line. So, congrats to everybody that had anything to do with it. I know it took bipartisan efforts, which is not easy to do in today's world. So, you know, they all deserve a lot of credit for that, just for that part of it alone, being able to, you know, to push through collectively to get that done. If you joined us late with Ty Masterson, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Could you imagine?
No. Now, if you really wanted to stick it to the state of Missouri,
that might get the
0% chance Clark Hunt would let that happen.
Yeah, it's true. No, I mean, I was telling somebody in the newsroom last week, as we learned about all this stuff, and what he just said will really emphasize that as well. Of this is the greatest, like, reality show that you can, like, because, like, politics always has the back and forth and everything, but, like, politics to this magnitude, like I joked about yesterday, this is the most interested that Kansans have ever been in state income tax that is going to be gained. But, like, you know, people don't care about that kind of stuff. You know, people that are political jocks and stuff like that do. But, like, you throw the Chiefs into it, it's like, well, what did Masterson say today? Like, I guarantee that, you know, 2/3 of the state of Kansas just learned a bunch of lawmakers' names yesterday. And they're like, oh, what are they doing? What are they doing?
You certainly learned, the lieutenant governor and, you know, that. And look, we're going to get into a heated governor's race next year. And there will be a lot of, you know, credit taken, I'm sure. But again, to be able to dunk on Missouri, and I think that's what our state government just did. And I'm not but everybody collectively to watch a dysfunctional situation. And I don't mean that in the sense that Missouri messed anything up. They put it to a vote. The voters didn't want it. That's fine. That's the way it is. But to navigate it while that's happening, to be able to swoop in and actually finish that job is a pretty crazy feat of local government. There's no way that the 3 years ago, the Chiefs' top priority or top option or preference was to come to the state of Kansas. I can't believe that. They were persuaded to do it. Which is wild to think about.
That's what I'm talking about is, like, that's why I was so, like, that's why it's such a big thing is that they left Arrowhead Stadium. Like, that is, like, anything that Missouri put on the table wasn't as strong as the fact of, well, you're going to leave Arrowhead Stadium, you know? Like, if you leave Missouri, you're going to leave Arrowhead. Right. Like, that's the only thing Missouri had to say. And then just basically just back it up with whatever they could back it up with and stuff like that. But, like, I agree. I mean, when sports betting, you keep bringing that up. That, what was that? 2022 that happened, I think.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And so, like, that happened. And even still, like, we said that, like, oh, maybe they're going to make a push for some pro teams to come over the border. That'd be crazy.
It was,
and it's like, yeah, but I mean, maybe the Royals, they're not getting the Chiefs out of Arrowhead.
Otherwise, why does that get pushed through? I just remember there was something that Clark Hunt in as late as 24 was like, well, it's maybe a little premature to camp, but he had said something that far back about exploring options because somebody, and I was like, would they really do that? And we were on the fence as a state with sports betting, and all of a sudden we weren't anymore. And so, like, I really think you've got to go way back to, like, God, is this a thing? Like, is this a real possibility? We've been talking about it as a very real possibility for 2 years since the Jackson County vote failed, right? But I think this idea was born, and I think we just, I think that's what we just heard even before that. Like, well, let's just have our ducks in a row just in case, right? And that took, it took bipartisanship on the sports betting, right? That doesn't get pushed through as quickly as it did. Look at how long that's hung up in Missouri. It's a wild achievement in local government. It really is. And we don't get a lot of that anymore. And so I've always looked at that as a, again, as an outside, fiercely independent political observer, as like, man, that's wild that they were able to get that done. It just you don't see that very often. You see it in like local government, right? At the county and city level, it happens every day. You take, you start to expand that out, and it becomes less and less likely. And it happened.
I know.
And
like, now I wonder,
the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas.
I wonder if there was a single, you know, headbutt in the, like, I'm sure that there was something that people got caught up on like a number or something like that. But like,
not a lot. I mean, yes, the semantics. The
biggest,
for sure.
I think the
yes.
biggest thing, and they'll start to figure this part out. And this is actually, and he talked about this is actually going to start being a thing, is the Starbond district. Of right. Where it's going to be. That's going to be a big thing.
Thanks to Senate President Ty Masterson for stopping by. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Good stuff there on the insight into how this all came together. A couple key takeaways. Signature didn't come until yesterday. This does go way back to even other members of the state government. We don't know anything about the Royals, and same messaging we heard yesterday from the governor. Nobody really wants to talk about that right now, which is probably not good news for the Royals if their hope is to come to state of Kansas. But that's just, you know, speculation on my part. We'll see. The whether it's an official or an arbitrary deadline is a little more than a week away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure my biggest thing, I think, is the fact of these districts. I don't know how you're going to be able to make it work. You know, unless they have, like, that's the thing that somebody speculated about, is they left kind of like Overland Park out of the district. So it's like, is that a potential Royal Starbond district? Like, that could be somewhere could where be. That could and go.
The dates, like, the dates don't always line up with each other either. Like, your use of the same district would come basically 12 months of the year instead of what it would be, 8 or 9 out of the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd say that's probably the biggest complication of, you know, you don't want it to be as cool as it may be to put them across the street at Legends or something and really go crazy there or something like that. I mean, that's a lot of money tied up in Starbonds in one spot that's going to have to pay itself off, and be a lot of money coming in, though, as well. I'm sure that those are the complexities that he's talking about, though.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. I mean,
you got same state income rules, tax rules apply at a higher level with baseball players. So, look, I don't know, quite frankly, that they were never the top priority. They were always – I don't want to call them a backup plan. I don't want to call them that because I don't think that's true. But the Chiefs have always been the priority. And now that that's behind them, I would imagine the reason not a lot of people want to talk about the Royals is they may need to, like, gather the troops back up now and say, okay, Chiefs are done. There's this deadline. What is our appetite to aggressively pursue now the Royals too? The Royals sent out that interesting tweet yesterday of like, we want to be, you know, can't wait to look at the kingdom in the future. I mean, the Royals have been out in front. They've got potential sites. They've been like, there's a lot of work that's been done. Now though, what like if I'm Missouri, if I'm Kansas City, like, you better get ultra aggressive right now. Quentin Lucas has probably never had a better opportunity to bring that team downtown, the Kansas City mayor, than he has right now. Because
we've talked about that
shock value to the vote. Like, wait, what just happened? Well, we got to keep the Royals.
If they can get it on the ballot like they did the first time, I think that this is the perfect example of saying, like, hey, like you didn't listen to us the first time. Do you want to keep them in Jackson County? Let's try again. and that would be all your revoters. This would be whenever you would have your change of heart. And also, I wonder, this is, you know, political speculation on a sports morning sports talk radio show. I wonder if they're going to roll out the same plan that they were going to do for Arrowhead, the Operation Save Arrowhead, the 1/4 sales tax instead of the 3/8 sales tax, which if you're only doing one stadium, you might be able to. I don't know.
They don't want, but the problem with it is there's no desire from anybody, at least that I know of. There's no desire from anybody to keep the Royals. Like, the Royals aren't going to stay at Kauffman.
No, no, no. I'm saying they'd move downtown and still be in Jackson County.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. To build a new stadium. Got it.
Yep.
Well, I look, it's not, there is no public appetite for taxes right now. There's like just none. That won't be the mechanism that gets it done. I don't think telling people, well, it's only 0.25% instead of 3/8%. That doesn't,
I think they're
even,
already, are, that doesn't, am even I wrong register. About, I thought they're already being taxed 3/8.
They are, but it expires.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying if you vote no, you just don't have any, I guess. Yeah.
Don't have anything. It's just like the Wichita school bond that just failed. You know, it was being framed as, well, there's no new taxes. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. Actually, the one that's already on there would go away. So it, yes, it would bring taxes down. And that's, you know, the people that they, that's always the framing, right? No new taxes here. It's just an extension of the current tax. Well, that's new taxes, because when that expires, we wouldn't have any taxes, right? And there's just not a public appetite for that. We've seen it time and time, whether it's a stadium, whether it's a school bond, like they're just not an appetite right now for taxes. And so I don't know that even if they did get that put on for a vote, neighbor, I don't know that that's going to be the way they get it done. It, to me, it's going to take something new and different to get it done, right? How does that work? I don't know, because I don't know anything about Missouri law. Zero. I don't know what they could do to do it. No idea. If I were Missouri, I'd be trying to cook up a way to do something like a star bond right now and get that in place. And then this is all much, much easier.
And at the risk of sounding like an idiot, it blows my mind that, like, star bonds are this groundbreaking idea. I mean, it's a loan to pay for tourism attractions that will pay itself off for the most part.
Like, a lot of states don't need that, right? Like, Kansas needs it because Kansas, to use a term that has been tossed around, has a flyover state to a lot of people, right? You've got to attract things to come in. We just attracted the Chiefs to come in by this incentive. The hope is, therefore, mitigating any risk of that through this star bond. A lot of states don't need to do that. LA doesn't need a star bond to attract two NFL teams to one of the biggest markets in the country, right? That's not, it's just, it's something that Kansas has for this exact reason, right? And now Missouri, maybe Missouri didn't need that before, but you're not getting this through, in my opinion, it is not going to clear a public vote in any way. People do not want taxes right now, at all, period.
I don't know.
So you better figure something else out. Does Kansas really want the Royals now that they have the Chiefs? That's what I want to know the answer to.
I know. And it's going to keep getting the can kicked. I imagine we're going to get an answer by the new year, because the thing is about this deadline, it's an arbitrary deadline. Like, they can just make a new deadline if they needed to extend the deadline. Like, and I don't know if they want to. They may just say, well, sorry, we didn't get a deal done. We don't want to pay for the Royals too. And that may be something that happens. But it may be something that you and I have talked about, of like, they want the Royals, but they might not want the Royals at the same time as they're building this stadium too. Because that is, I mean, you're looking at $5 billion probably, like $4 billion at least.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Bs. Billions.
Billion. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Austin asks, they mentioned hosting other events at the new stadium. Are we talking just football or other events? I honestly, Austin, apologize. I didn't ask. We didn't ask Masterson that because it's implied.
They talked about it yesterday, though.
Yeah, going to host other events there. It's the magnitude of the event. I think we still have to wait and see. And
yeah, Final Four is the other big one outside of the Super Bowl. They want to get the Final Four. College football playoff is something that can now come. You could get a national championship game there if you wanted
to
do that.
The expectation is that a Super Bowl will come. Yeah. I don't know how ironclad that is. We're not going to get that answer right now. That's a better question probably for the Chiefs than it is local lawmakers. but I, that conversation has been had. Don't mistake it. I mean, it's the news. The NFL has rewarded new stadiums with Super Bowls. Like, that's a thing that they do now. So there's no reason we should think that there won't be at least one at some point coming to this new facility. Have we had one at the Minnesota Stadium yet?
One.
Yeah. So,
and it snowed.
Right.
It snowed on everybody.
It snowed when they had one in Dallas too, to be fair. So like there is a history now of getting these. So I don't, look, I'm just a dude on the radio right now. Kansas is going to get a Super Bowl. Like it's just like just read the context clues. I don't know when
the NFL just loves new stadiums. Like, and that's I think the bigger question is, will they get two? Is the big thing?
That is a great question. Is it? Yeah, because
they're gonna get, like, you think about just what history has shown you. Like, the Raiders got one like 2 years after theirs opened. SoFi got one the year it opened.
Vegas,
but. Yeah, but like those are always going to be in the cycle and everything like that. Like the fact that Minnesota has gotten one when they opened their dome.
Is Lucas Oil and like how often are Minnesota and Indianapolis? That would be the questions. Here's the deal with Indianapolis, man. They're hosting college basketball
every year,
championship games all the flipping time.
There's so always something there. I feel like they have a Final Four there every 3 years.
That's what I would envision. And that stuff, we know that through Wichita, right? That goes into an extensive bidding process and in rotations. Like, that's hard to do. I don't know if the entity exists currently, the Kansas Sports Commission, but you know, at a local level, that's done through Visit Wichita and the Kansas and the Wichita Sports Commission and all that stuff here. That's going to have to happen now. I don't know if those things are already in place, but that'll be a part of all of these things. Like, you got to attract these events in. Well, with this big state-of-the-art facility, that gets a whole lot easier to do. Like, these events are going to want a piece of Kansas City. Look at what the draft did, right? Look at the World Cup. The World Cup's going to go ham in Kansas City. Like, they'll see that stuff and be like, yeah, okay, we want a piece of that.
That's what I was bringing up earlier. Like, they've hosted historically a whole bunch of stuff about, you know, they've hosted the Elite Eight game. They host the Elite Eight every, like, 5 years, it feels like. They'd probably get a Final Four, but they don't have a stadium big enough for that. But this would give them that chance, so.
Yeah. But it would. So, well, hopefully that happens. Again, it's an exciting time for everybody. You know, if you don't believe in the funding of the project, I hope that it ends up being a win for you too, because it's a win for the state of Kansas. There's fewer critics when it's a star bond than there would be otherwise. And look, the we'll see if these things pay for themselves, but the Chiefs are sticking around. They're coming across, and it's going to mean a lot of cool things for that part of the state. Doesn't mean a lot for you and I, honestly. Doesn't mean a lot.
You know what it means? You know what the thing I'm most excited for is? That is a 30-minute shorter drive to go cover the Chiefs game.
There you go. I'm excited. I'm excited that we just got a silver platter full of state income tax added to the budget, but none of the other stuff really matters for us down here. That's one of the things, again, personal opinion here, that to me has always been the most attractive about a star bond. That doesn't cost us any money. There are other projects that get brought in and funded and boosted at the state level that have nothing to do with us down here that do cost us money, right? Like, just straight up propping up a business. Like, this isn't one of those things. This in theory is not that at all. It doesn't affect us at all. It doesn't affect your taxes, doesn't affect anything. We just get, you know, hopefully the state that money brought in, that benefits the state, right? That does help us, I hope. Either way, it's exciting for the state of Kansas. My goodness, what a win for the local government. All right, that does it. Fun show. Look, the Kansas City Chiefs are coming to the state of Kansas. We appreciate Ty Masterson hopping on for a minute, walking us back through that. You can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app. Anything else we've been talking about today as well. We'll spend a little more time on the Darren Peterson thing tomorrow. We're going to make some football picks tomorrow. We've got Shreyas Lotta in tomorrow, so we will talk about that, obviously. Is there anything to be excited about right now with KU football? I don't know what it would be. right now.
They can get Kotelnicki. That's big. Kotelnicki watch is the big story still.
I think so. I mean, that's the biggest one we've seen thus far. But we'll get all the latest on that and everything else. We appreciate everybody being here with us today. For TJ, for Max, I'm Jacob. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.